Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's happening, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday. No, it's not. This is the diary, and it's Sunday, and it's 1 o'clock, and we love you, and we're here, and this is your host to listening to the reggae music. I feel and believe that is God's music, you feel me? Reggae folks, they always singing about God, not sex and being nasty and stealing folks and doing nasty stuff, but God and honoring God and making sure they keep that in the music. Music, everything you do is supposed to honor God. And today we're talking about your family and how your family is supposed to honor God in whatever way you can muster up, okay? Your family's supposed to inspire you. As a mother, a single mother of three children, my job was to inspire my children to be and to do and to express the goodness that God made them to be. That's how I always felt about my children. So as soon as I found or discovered that they had a knack for something, I nurtured that knack. Whether it was Miss Jessica in performing arts, or Mr. Freddie in writing screenplays, or Mr. Christopher in numbers and everything, cooking, okay, everything, okay, because he's like his mama, you feel me? That's what I made sure I encouraged them, and that's your job at your direct family members. You're supposed to encourage them. You're supposed to inspire them, and I was quite inspired yesterday by the release of my sister, Chandra Jell Johnson, okay? My family was old. They gave us names like that. Well, them niggas, not me. I got a good name. I didn't get that old country name. But I think she was named after my grandma. Chandra Jell Johnson released the book, Willie T, The Untold Story of His Life Before, During, and After the Golden Gate Quartet. That's my dad. You feel me? The nigga that I look like. Okay, 24 said my walk around looking like my dada. You feel me? My sister wrote a book about my dad that's probably going to surprise me more than anybody because I was the youngest. He was 57 years old when him and my mama brought me out. Okay, he was just doing things. But he never, ever neglected his baby girl. He was dying most of my life, pretty much, once I realized how wonderful he was. When I actually got time to spend with him, he was dying. But that's okay, because I got to watch the gracefulness even in his dying. And when I saw his picture that my sister got on the front thing, I mean, his face is like the face of an angel. And it's no surprise that I feel so proud to be his youngest kid and that he popped me out, okay? He could have stopped at Kevin, but he didn't. They popped me out too, okay? And that face, I immediately broke down when I saw that face. The face I remember, the last face I remember before he died. That old man's face. Even though I was a young girl, he looked like an old man. I was 15, and my dad was old enough to be my grandfather at the time. But that was my everything. And I love my mother, too. And we can never forget to honor our mothers, but my sister's honoring my dad. I haven't even read the book yet. I look forward to it, but yes, your family is supposed to inspire you. My father was an inspiration to not only his wife, okay, and you know what? She must have been okay. Because, you know, if he was a great man, then he made a great choice in a wife because he chose to have. I figured it out this morning. He chose to have 10 kids with this woman in 19 years. That's a lot of kids in a short amount of time, and I was the last. So your family's supposed to inspire you. My sister inspired me by the release of her book, and she's so intelligent, and she's so beautiful, and she's so herself. She's 10 years exactly older than me. Okay, so she's 58 and looks young as me. I probably look, oh, wait, hold on a minute. It looks beautiful, okay? It has absolutely no hair on her head. Absolutely no hair on her head. It looks wonderfully gorgeous looking like that. But that's the kind of people our parents made us to be. If we want to walk around with no hair on our head, we feel justified and confident enough to know that no hair on my head is not who I am. And I had to remind myself during prayer time today, don't look at the outside, because if right now where you at, if somebody looking at your outside, I've been, oh, God, an old man tried to give me money because they thought I was a hoe. All kind of shit, okay? Oh, Italian, come on, baby, I'll buy you whatever you want because they thought I was a hoe. It's like, no thank you, but thank you, okay? Thank you very much. Okay, I'm Freddie, Jesse, and Chris's mom, okay? Doing what the fuck I want to do. Don't look at the outside because you will mess yourself up looking at somebody's outside. That's why we as Johnsons, we walk around, we shave off our head if we female. We don't give a damn. Or we walk around happy nappy like me. It was a nappy. That's my boy Freddie's nigga. We made so much fun out of Imus. Imus, that's why I love my son Fred. I mean, he's got such a great sense of humor. And we find the funniest shit to do. That was a mad nappy headed hoes. Imus is Freddie's boy. Okay, that old country, old as dirt, older than dirt. If dirt was really old, that nigga is older than that. Okay? So your family's supposed to inspire you, like I inspire my children to be silly and then take that out and be creative in the world. You know? So that's what we're supposed to do. But I appreciate everybody listening last night to Making Money Stick. So I need to finish on Making Money Stick because I'll never go with the notes. So I'm going to go back to Making Money Stick, and then I'm going to go up to Inspiring Your Family because, you know what, like I tell anybody I'm intimate with, I got a wonderful relationship with, whether it's my kids that know me and I ain't afraid to fight in front of, you know what I'm saying? Those are the people I'm talking about, your family, okay? All right, those are the people I'm talking about. You want to have such a bond with those people that they will accept you no matter what. Because you know what? Like my kids, you've known each other when you was farting on each other. We was all in the same bathtub, okay, until one of us got too big and then we couldn't keep all four of us in the bathtub together. Remember those days? I'm sure they do. That family, that's my family. My Jesse, my Freddie, my Chris. It should have been my husband, but he chose not to be a part of that specialness. And you can't help a motherfucker if they don't want to be part of your family. But what do you accept in your family? I love my kids too much to accept anything but the best. So if you wasn't the best, unfortunately, we had to break ties. I don't care who you were. Okay? When I raised my kids came first. My husband did not come first, unfortunately, because we didn't come first in his life. We didn't come first in his life. And so when I realized that we were not coming first in that nigga's life, guess what? I had to immediately step up the deal and say, hey, I am the only one mentally, I guess, able to take care of these children. So I'm going to do my best so I can continue to inspire my kids and let them know. As we grew up together, me and my children grew up together. I had my kids when I was 23, 25, and 28. Okay? I spanked Jessie because she was 2 and didn't know the color of yellow. We laugh about that shit today. I was like, Jessie, I'm so sorry. You should not have known the color yellow. Okay, baby? I whipped your ass, but you knew that by the time you went to the middle game. We wasn't playing. But I wasn't supposed to do that, okay? When I alone took my son to therapy because I knew his father fucked his life over to the point where he didn't even realize why he was doing half the shit he was doing. We found out together some stuff that as an adult, as young kids growing up, that, yeah, they're not supposed to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. You fucking them up if you try to make your teenage kid go to bed at 8 because their bodies don't wind down till 12 o'clock when they do finally go to bed. So leave them alone. And the school system's all fucked up because they know this, but yet they still make them show up to school at 8 o'clock when they're groggy and sleepy, wondering why they're falling asleep, and then blaming the parents and the GPS. We all have answers to all this shit if we all work together. Okay? I was like, really? I shouldn't have been beating their ass, making them go to bed today, and they really never did? okay, when I walk through the hall, I hear them talking until 12. Really? They couldn't help themselves? I wish I would have known that. Okay? So some shit we don't know, we need to investigate. We only know until our kids have problems. And that's the beauty of a problem, because that's God telling you, it's a red flag, figure some shit out. Okay? Inspire your family to be good. I inspire my kids. And as a single mother, I'm going through so much shit with my kids because I love those kids and they know it. And they know they can play me. And they play me. Now we all grown. They've documented the times that they played me. And I didn't realize it because I trust in my kids. And I got played. But I never got played to the point where they got in trouble. So I was like, I don't give a damn. Nobody got in trouble, okay? And nobody come knocking on my door because y'all doing dumb shit, okay? So you played yourself, and it worked, okay? You didn't play me, because you would have played me only to the point where I would have beat your ass. That's when you would have known when I got played, because you would have ended up with an ass beat, okay? You played yourself and you won, okay? So, and when my daughter left, well, we fighting in her room. Oh, about a bottle of something. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you got it for me. Shit, you told me drinking every day. You see, Jesse ain't no angel. I'm like, nigga, you ain't either, okay? But she's gone causing trouble. She ain't sitting up in my face. All right, I inspire my kids to be good or get the hell up out of my house. That's another way you inspire your kids. You don't let them sit on you and ride on you like they your parents, okay? You inspire your kids to be adults and by putting your foot down. My mother and father, well, my father didn't do much but go to work and try to chill, okay, and be a part of the way and do the things that he loved to do, okay? I don't know what my father had a shack, okay, we called it. My father had a bedroom upstairs, not in my mama room, and a shack, we called it, in the backyard where he went. And I so relate to a room over there and a shack. And if I would have been any of my older siblings, that shit would be still sitting there today. So when someone was able to read that book my sister wrote, they could go and visit where that man used to spend his private time. But people was too greedy and too dumb back in the 80s, not looking out for the best interests of that man. But that's a whole nother story and a whole nother book. Or his wife. But I was just a baby. Anyway, you inspire your family to do what's right. I'm trying to inspire my family right now to do what's right by my sister, who is severely disabled and cannot do for herself, and at the mercy of a crackhead, crack dealer, and my niece who I love, who ain't doing shit. But my sister comes with a $3,000 check. And that's doing what's important, not my sister, see? So, but I just have to pray to the God that I know, that the God that's a God of justice, that you will help me to somehow inspire my family, my other 10, my 9 other siblings that aren't disabled and shitting on themselves, okay, to go figure out how we going to rescue 10. All right? So, anyway, you would try to inspire your family to do what's right by each other, you know. And I don't have no control over my siblings. I'm the last. I'm Mike, okay? Mike couldn't tell them other niggas what to do until Mike started making that money, okay? And Mike was like, niggas, I don't need you, but I will float you, okay? But them niggas should have made sure that nigga didn't kill himself. And I'm a nigga that say nigga a lot. Okay, that's that you inspire your family by looking out for their best interest. Okay, I'm always on the phone telling my, oh, yeah, I was beefing up my son the other day. Oh, yeah, nobody be doing all that old shit to your sister if me and you was down the street, right? And he's like, right, right, yep. You inspire your family to have each other's back. Okay, and let a fool know. That's what I do with my family, with my kids. My kids know to this day. I done got in more trouble, okay, sending emails because people messing with my grown daughter, okay? I don't care. That's my kid. Hey, you don't mess with my children. I don't care how old they are or how dumb, okay? So there we go. You inspire your family to be close and to love and to do and to be. Love is an action word, and especially if you don't start at home, shit. You ain't shit, okay? You ain't shit if you don't take care of your family at home. If you don't take care of your mama, you ain't shit. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. And you ain't going to live a long life because it don't say live a long life not taking care of your mom. You don't take care of your daddy, you're not shit. Okay? And if you let your kid shit up on you, you ain't shit because that's not their job. The way you inspire your children is to teach them to be responsible human beings and to be out there in the community, in the world, being something. So inspire your family. That's your job. Family's supposed to inspire each other for goodness. Every nigga in the house ain't supposed to be collecting a county check. That ain't what I'm talking about. Oh, then go and get your GR because I got my GEI and we can get $5,000 worth of food stamps. No. And then sell them. Okay? No, that's not the inspiration I'm talking about, but that'll show a lot of shit I'm seeing. Niggas. Anyway, this is the diary. I'm going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about sticking power because niggas need to know how to make money stick. And you know what? Be happy when you pay a bill, okay, first of all. And don't try to pay that nigga at the last minute. Pay it as soon as you can and be happy about it, you know. And if you're making your money based on time, you're asking to always be broke. I'm going to tell you that right now. Creative, the richest people in the world did not say, well, yeah, I worked at IBM and then I became very rich. No, they went out there and they risked some shit. And they said, well, you know what, if this dream of mine happens to work, if this vision of mine happens to work, I'm going to be a rich mother and I ain't going to have to worry about nothing. And those are the people that choose to be paid upon results. Those are called entrepreneurs. Those are called risk takers. And those are eventually rich once they hit their thing if they never give up, okay? And you never give up. Don't look at your surroundings. If you look at your surroundings, it will make you give up. If you look at your surroundings, it will make you give up. I've learned that the hard. People that I've wanted in my life, I look at my surroundings and I make me want to give up because it ain't fair. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I think I can probably deal with that. Let me try again. Because I kind of like that. So let me try to deal with shit. And you adjust yourself mentally for the task, no matter what it is. And you have money stick to you because you're not afraid and you don't hoard it as if it's never coming back. As you sow, so shall you reap. When you're talking about planting carrots, okay, that's planting everything. In your mind, your money, as you sow, when you give with a grateful heart, don't give your money, don't give your tithe on Sunday if it's like, oh, my God, I got to let me pull my tithe out. Oh, Lord, I got to give my tithe. Oh, Jesus, I know I can't pay, but I got to give my tithe. Don't give it. Because you're just wasting your money because it's the spirit with which you give. And you say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm giving this tithe because I know as I sow I shall reap and then it shall be multiplied because I'm giving with a joyful spirit. I know I ain't got enough money to pay for my shit tomorrow if I give this away. I know I don't, but I know you got everything. You are the supplier of the universe. You made my heart beat this morning and I didn't know shit about it. So I know you can take this $20 and make 60 by the time I need this 20 back tomorrow because you're the master of the universe. You guide and you direct me. And as I sow, so shall I reap. And a joyful giver is what you expect, dear Lord. And here we go. Let it go. That's how you're supposed to give. Now, oh, baby, let me take out my. You got 14% more, so we can make up our 10%. Don't do it. You're wasting your money. Go buy your beer. Okay, there's Black People Business Sunday on Monday, but it ain't really because it's the diary. And I'm the love doctor, so this is my lick for the next couple days. And I love you. Thank you for listening. I try to be funny, but I try to be what's real. You feel me? You know? Hey, it's all good. We'll be back. And y'all like those little football, light football beers that twist off beer things is cool. I'll be back.
battery is about to die on the phone. So we got you on the speakerphone, on the dial, on the dial, ta-ta, on Sunday. And today is January the 6th, and in 4 days, my firstborn is born on January 10th, the year 1988, at the lovely, wonderful Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in the lovely town of lovely Hollywood, West L.A., wherever that is, where the lovely Michael Jackson was healed, and Jessica Tomlin was born. And she will be 25 years old. I've never had anything 25 years except for Jessica Tata. And that's the best daughter ever. I couldn't have asked for a better father for a daughter, and Mr. Craig Tomlin. And I am so proud of her. It's just ridiculous. So she did her thing, but she handled her business, okay? A lot of us got these young daughters that's handling her business, but on mama's dime. And grandma, everybody else got a help her with little Bebo with a little snotty nose face. You feel me? Not mama, not my grandson. Oh, he's like, oh, is this Ganny? Oh, Ganny, call me back in 5 minutes. No, not 5 minutes, 1 minute. He's all right. And Elijah will be 5 in July, so. Life is wonderful, grand, and my daughter, happy birthday on the 10th. Jessica Tomlin, I love you. You are the best ever. All right, so sick and money, sick and power. Jessica got sick and power. So Jessica got a job. Jessica's a makeup artist, okay? And when you have big, and that's what I love about my kids, because except for what we want of him. He's giving him a cardboard box as long as it's sturdy and he don't get wet. He can sleep. He'll be okay. But two of my kids have this vision of themselves, like my young Christopher manager at the lovely Jack in the Box at age 20. He said, oh, no, my mom, we get the best. Okay? I get the best of this. I'm waiting for you to give me your Cadillac, and then I'll have the best of cars. I only get the best. If you see what I get, Mom, I get the best. And my daughter, oh, yeah, no, I remember what we did when we was young, Mom. I'm not being broke, okay? So that's how you make money stick to you, because our kids have it down better than I did at their age. It's how you see yourself and how you envision yourself when it comes to money, and that you refuse to be a broke nigga, okay? You refuse to just be broke. You see yourself in an affluent environment, regardless of what your senses tell you now. That you know no matter what the situation, what the circumstance, that the creator of the universe that has all the money for everybody, everywhere, and it is his promise, because he made you a human and not a squirrel, okay? That you have the right to be rich, okay? All of us have the right to live a very abundant life. But it's our vision and our, you know, and most of us were brought up in the church where, you know, you owe to put poverty, can't the church, me, thou poverty? Are you serious? That is so against God, you might as well just kill me now. A vow of poverty, are you serious? But you collect, who's poverty? The people that work for you? Wonder why my brother, he was a Catholic priest, he ain't no more. I don't know what it is. Vow of poverty? That tells you right there the church is going against one of the premises of the creator of the universe, is that he created us to thrive. A vow of poverty? So you got a major religion teaching you, teaching its followers and its people. But hey, it's workers that you have to take a vow of poverty. Oh, that's backwards. That's not Christ. I don't know where Jesus ever said that. But, you know, the religion's out there making you think, you know, you're such a bad person if you can't give them their money, but yet they close every fucking day of the week except for Sunday to collect your money. I rebuke the church, okay? I'm going to rebuke the church, all right? I'm going to rebuke it with all my rebuking power. Because the job of the church, of any denomination, is to put you in touch with your inner self and to help you understand that the Jesus that we serve is the Jesus that lives inside of us and enables us to create anything for good or bad, okay? You can create some fucked up shit, too, if you so choose, but he gives us the ability and the power to do that. And the more of us that choose the more virtuous things that Jesus was talking about and offering through what he was doing, Jesus was teaching us to get to a higher level of consciousness. So if you think poverty thoughts, you're going to have a poverty life. It doesn't take very long, you know, but you have to train yourself to undo all the fucked up shit your mama and mama now and grandma now and all the shit you watch today that thinks it's so cool for black people to be ignorant and dumb and not educated, because with ignorant and dumb comes poverty. Well, this is my shit, though. I'm on the box. Hold on. If it ain't skipping. You feel me, though? But you have money stick to you to understand that the creator of the universe that created you, look, he didn't make you a worm. Say, hey, mama, now. They didn't make us worms. So why are we sitting here every fucking third waiting for a check for $165? And then we go, that's all you think you were? I mean, yeah, you could have the means to get up, because you look at my shit, hey, after SL, no, after Patriot Repair Depot went under, I got 2 county jets. I was like, oh, how much? Oh, okay, I can use that for FDNM. You know, but that's not real life. So if you live your life, and I'm taking off the battery because I got 90 seconds to tell you how much I love you. And black people be the worst. We're bad at this. We don't expect much, so we don't get much. You have to have a feeling that you deserve everything. And when you go to bed at night, that's where everything works. That's why we, you know, dream. I had a dream where, well, that's God trying to tear your ass up. Okay? So I need you to see yourself in the condition that you want to be in, not the one that you are currently in. And I need you to tell God that, because he is the creator and wonderful with everything of everything, that he can give you everything, but you have to maintain a level of love and peace and goodness and kindness and things that are above. Remember, you don't get shit unless you love. We all want something. We all need money to stick. So love the thing you do. If you hate your job, leave it, because money ain't going to stick. Do the thing that you love, and the things that you love will come to you. Use your money in a good way, and money will come back to you in a great way. God made us to prosper. God made us to thrive. Affluence means the continuous flow of money. Money should constantly be flowing in your life. Love should constantly be flowing in your life. Peace should constantly be flowing in your life. Good relationships should constantly be coming and going, because you are part of what is good. Create what is good in your family, and you will have what is good. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to give you more of what is good. This is The Diary. It is Sunday, and I love you, and the love doctor loves you more. And have a great rest of the day. Watch some football or whatever y'all do, and know that I love you. And remember, kiss your baby and your baby mama.